Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Hockey player who died saving teammate and his pregnant wife is hailed a hero. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Matisse Kivlinix, a hockey player who died when fireworks turned deadly, ended up saving others that night. And his teammate, Elvis Merzlikins, hailed Matisse a hero after his sacrifice saved Elvis's pregnant wife and unborn child. A fireworks display meant to dazzle the guests misfired, and sadly, the tragic accident cost an NHL player his life. 24-year-old Matisse Kivlinix, the hockey player who died, was a goaltender for the Columbus Blue Jackets. When the firework misfired, it was headed straight for the hot tub where Matisse and a few other guests were gathered. The mortar-style firework struck Matisse in the chest, causing a percussive injury to his internal organs that later killed him. Matisse's teammate, Elvis Merzlikins, stood nearby, as did Elvis's pregnant wife. And in Matisse's final moments, Elvis said his brave teammate saved the rest of them, shielding them from the rogue firework. The death of Matisse Kivlinix is truly tragic, but during his memorial service, fellow Blue Jacket goaltender Elvis Merzlikins hailed Matisse a hero. He says that his sacrifice is the reason Elvis and his pregnant wife escaped the fireworks accident unscathed. When it happened, I was standing 20 to 30 feet back of him, and I was hugging my wife, Elvis said. I was hugging my wife. He saved my son, he saved my wife, and he saved me. This tragedy is a reminder of the danger of fireworks, especially in settings like a private residence. But it's also a reminder of the close kinship between teammates, with Elvis calling Matisse more than a friend, but a little brother. And the sacrifice by the hockey player who died won't ever be forgotten by those who were there. He died as a hero. That's not me saying it, that was the doctor saying it, Elvis explained. I just wanted you to know that he was a hero. He saved a lot of lives, and I'm pretty sure he did it with a smile. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Patient passes away on helicopter, and moments later, cameras spot an angel in the sky. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Folks believe cameras caught an angel in the sky, rising over a helicopter after the patient aboard passed away in a video gone viral. What do you think? Millions of people around the world have reported seeing angels appear by their sides shortly before they shed the skin of this world before moving on to eternity. Doctors, nurses, and loved ones have also witnessed heavenly lights in the form of angels. In this video, a camera captures an angel rising in the sky above a helicopter after a patient passes away. While some people explain angels appearing at deathbeds as a hallucination, this video makes a hard case for angels all around. There are angels who come to tend to us, talk to us, and lead us home. In fact, the Bible tells us God commands his angels to protect us and carry out God's will. There's even a story in the New Testament about a beggar man named Lazarus. When he died, angels carried him to heaven. Luke 16:22. So, could the angel in the sky captured in this video be an angel helping the patient who died get to his eternal destination? As the helicopter prepares to take off, the sighting was captured on camera. The chopper begins to lift off the ground and hover when a glowing silhouette shoots out of the helicopter before disappearing. Some believe the silhouette was an angel in the sky taking the patient home. Others think it was dust from the helicopter blades, and some debate stating it was the turbo blow-off valve releasing pressure. When the video was posted online, it quickly racked up over 124,000 shares. One viewer posted, "The soul leaves the body at death. Also, the Bible says, as sure as you have an earthly body, at death you'll take on a spiritual body. And this is it leaving the physical body." Another viewer posted, "Wow, praise God, he is real." The image captured on camera reminds us we have no fear of death because we will be going to our heavenly homes with a friend by our side. God will dispatch his angels at just the right time for each of us. This video is an amazing visual of the supernatural surrounding us. "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Psalm 91:11.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
"2 weeks old in an iron lung, which is, you know, like a sealed oxygen unit, fighting for my life. I couldn't breathe properly. And apparently I didn't make a sound from the day I was born because my lungs were all messed up."
That's Martin Smith of Delirious sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.